Jesus said, everything I told you comes to this. So let's examine everything that Jesus said, what it comes down to. Now, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, immediately before our reading, some of the disciples really did have to see Jesus eat broiled fish, because even after Jesus rose from the dead, 40 days later, they still thought, maybe he's a ghost. You know, maybe. So even after Jesus lived with them for 3 years and rose from the dead and taught 40 days more, some of the people still didn't understand. So that's what we're looking at. So I'd like you to use your imaginations, all right? Imagine that you are walking with Jesus after you saw him eat the broiled fish, and he's talking and walking and talking and walking, and suddenly you find yourself on a small hill, and Jesus blesses you, and he's done that so many times before, but then surprisingly, he raises up his hands and he ascends into heaven. This is astonishing. And in that moment, when you are astonished, which way would you look? Would you look vertically and see Jesus rising up? Or would you look horizontally and for one last time examine the body of Jesus as it passes before your eyes? If you looked horizontally, it might change your life and your understanding of Jesus. And so, dear God, please come into my mind and heart this morning. Lift up my thoughts, my heart, my words. Lift up your beloved worshiping community wherever they are. So the miracle of the ascension and the call that you are giving us to tell the good news is rooted in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. So Jesus is ascending into heaven. You've got one last shot to look at Jesus. Which way would you look? Well, the New Testament tells us that Jesus became human flesh, right? That's the incarnation. But if you were to look horizontally at Jesus as he rose before you, think about what you would see. You would see the holes in his hands and feet. You would see the still open wound on his side. You might see the torn flesh on his neck and shoulders and back from where they whipped him. And you might even see the scars on his head from where they pressed the crown of thorns. You see, Jesus was a divinity come into this world, but when Jesus rose into heaven, he rose into heaven as a human body. And the fact that he rose into heaven as a human body is so important to us today. Because Jesus had a profound and intimate connection to human bodies as our human bodies are. Throughout Jesus' entire life, he treated other human bodies as if they were sacred, as if they were precious, because he knew that every human body was created in the image of his Father, God. But think back on the life of Jesus. When he encountered sick bodies, he healed them. And when he encountered hungry bodies, he fed them. And when he encountered tormented bodies, he drove the demons out. And when Jesus encountered bodies that had been shunned and excluded from the community or the temple, he healed them, drove the demons out so they could come back into their society and be a member of that fellowship. So when Jesus ascends into heaven, he is not going up like you see in one of these Marvel comic movies. He's not going up with the super Jesus suit with the J on it and the muscles, you know, and the shiny spandex. He is ascending into heaven with a human body that has wounds, that has scars, that has been broken. Consider this. In a very profound and very intimate way, Jesus ascends into heaven as a disabled human body. His scars and his wounds are real. They are marks of his identity as God made into flesh. But the beautiful thing here is, just as our scars, our wounds, our addictions, our anxieties, our depression, our frustrations, and our brokenness are also marks on our own God-made flesh. Jesus is celebrating us in our glory and in our pain. The Reverend Aaron Coyle Carr says this most beautifully. These are his words. Jesus' ascendant flesh is not just real human flesh. It is flesh that takes on the fullness of human life by embracing pain and disability. In the ascension of Jesus, disability is taken into the divine life and restored to its proper place as one of the many reflections of the image of God. Now, those are Reverend Coyle Carr's words, but imagine what kind of world we could live in if people, instead of considering people with disabilities of any kind, disabilities of mind, disabilities of body, disabilities of political thinking, disabilities of emotions, disabilities of income, what if we, instead of looking at them and seeing how separate and different they are, what if we could see them and treat them as sisters and brothers in Christ whose bodies have been made and blessed by God? So if Jesus, and you're there, and you watch Jesus going up, ascending into heaven, do you look vertically and see something that you'll never see again? Or would you look horizontally at the scars and the wounds and the disabilities of Jesus and see something that might change your life? And I'd like you to consider something else in our text this morning as we look at human bodies. Jesus calls upon his disciples to break open their bodies, so his grace may fill them so they can do his work. But consider, he didn't tell them to shatter their bodies. You see, shatter is like if I took a glass and dropped it on a ceramic tile floor. There'd be 100 pieces of that glass. Could not be put back together. But break open means to open, so God can fill us with his grace and his love. You see, Jesus is not only celebrating our human bodies and all their humanity, he's also calling us to be vessels, containers of God's grace and God's love. And all of this is because in verse 48, it says, "You are witnesses of these things." And the interesting word there is witness, because the Greek word for witness is martyron. Now, if you're thinking that sounds like the word martyr, you're right. But martyr and witness, both the same. And so Jesus, before he ascends, he is calling upon his disciples to use their bodies and their very lives to spread the good news. God is love. God is forgiven. Everyone and God has reconciled all people. And so, Royal Oak Beloved Worshiping Community, guess what? We are called to follow their actions. Jesus calls us to follow the actions of the disciples because Jesus did not create a church for consumers. He gave birth to a church for church creators, so we can bring Jesus into this world. I love the fact that the Peninsula Delaware Conference is recognizing the fact that we are gold level status for 2020 for the accessibility audit, because I want to read this to you one more time. Continuing to remove barriers of architecture, communication, and attitudes. This is the Holy Spirit working here in this beloved worshiping community. Removing barriers of architecture, communication, and attitudes so that people with disabilities, and that's really all of us, are fully included in all aspects of leadership, worship, ministry, and mission. I just want to finish up. In 2 weeks, we will be celebrating Memorial Day. And on Memorial Day, we remember the men and women who gave their lives for our country. And if you think about it, these men and women bore witness to the values of our country. But these men and women, many of them came back wounded or scarred or damaged or broken. And many of them won medals. The medals that they won tell the story of their service, tell the story of their wounds and their brokenness. So I'd like you to imagine one more time. We are standing before God in heaven, and we are not standing there with our superhero bodies. Oops, I must have forgot that back in my closet. But we are standing there with our wounds and our scars and our pains and our diseases, our operations, our addictions, our fears. But what if we consider all of those as medals for the service that we gave to God as followers of Jesus? For the service that we gave bringing God's word and grace and good news into this world. You see, Ascension Sunday is so wonderful because it means that a human body, a divinity who lived in a human body, has been glorified in heaven. And this means that Jesus is profoundly aware of what it means to be where we are today. So our human bodies, whether whole or broken, strong or weak, healthy or sick, tall or short, wide or thin, young or old, these are all beloved by God. In Paul's letter to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, Paul is writing about Jesus talking to him. This is a broken Paul, formerly Saul. Paul says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness,' said Paul, 'so that Christ's power may rest on me.'" Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community here in our sanctuary and virtually online, let us give thanks that God sent Jesus, his son, to live into the vessel of a human body in this world. And let us give thanks that in our weakness, we are giving God an opportunity to glorify his power as it works through us. And let us give thanks to the Holy Spirit for sustaining us in these human bodies and helping us to remember that we are now in this world God's eyes, God's ears, God's hands, God's minds, God's heart, as we bring about the blessings of His kingdom. God is working in us, individually and as a beloved worshiping community. God is nourishing us and sustaining us individually and as a beloved worshiping community. And when we go to heaven, we know that Jesus will welcome us with open arms. He will examine the scars of our lives, the service that we did. And He will say, as God His Father must have said as He ascended into heaven, "Welcome home, beloved and faithful servant." We give thanks for all of this, this life, this grace, this love. In Jesus' name, amen.